This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Okay, are we rolling? Yeah, I'm ready. So my name is, well, I go by a lot of names. I go by Mommy Trixie, Nurse Trixie, but my favorite name, and what most people like to call me, is Baby Breaker. I am an extremely popular, successful, famous, pedo mommy, child porn star. And I specialize in newborn, baby, and toddler rape porn, snuff porn, and necro porn. Nowadays, I don't do any kiddie porn if the child is above toddler age. Because, well, I'm the baby breaker. So how I got into this is, I guess I've always been attracted to kids, but I can pinpoint when it started exactly. And it was when I was a teenager. I was like 15 years old, 15 or 16. And I had a little baby brother. And when he turned 1 year old, you know, honestly, my parents started asking me to babysit a lot because, you know, he was in a tiny little infant. And I found myself not being able to contain myself around my one-year-old brother when we were alone. I started molesting his little body. I was just curious about it. And I thought that would satiate what I was feeling. But no, I started brutally fucking my brother. I would suck his little baby dick. I would put my fingers inside of him. I would get on top of him. And, you know, one-year-olds, they do get stiff, but they don't really stay hard. So I would pretty much just, like, grind myself against his little baby dick. And I would definitely ride his little face. I don't know. It just, even at that young age of 15, I was into it. There was something, it just unlocked something in me that I never wanted to put away. I loved fucking my little brother. And there were times, a lot of times where I thought I hurt him or he would pass out. And that excited me. It just excited me that I could do something like that, because I had had sex at that age with boys around my age, and that was fun, of course. But it was nothing compared to raping my little brother. I obviously had a lot of fun with my little brother turning into this teenage pedophile rapist. But it did escalate. I escalated into, well, I figured, you know, I was old enough to be a babysitter for the families in my neighborhood. And I raped my way through that neighborhood I lived in. I was a very popular babysitter, and I would rape both little boys and girls. And at that point, it was all ages. But when they were toddlers, even then, I loved the toddlers more. I loved raping them more. My teenage pedo pussy I just couldn't get enough of those kids. I just enjoyed every inch of children. I would make out with them, even babies. Like one, I remember the first infant I was with, she was like 6 months old. And even her, I would just ram my tongues down their mouths and just devour them by making out with them. I would lick and kiss every inch of those little bodies, boys and girls. I loved it both. And I would absolutely give little boys blowjobs. Most of them had dry cum, but I didn't care. I would lick those little kitty pussies. And then I taught every kid how to lick me. And they're pretty dumb. You know, they don't know what they're doing, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter. I had children's mouths and tongues all over my pedo pussy. I would just get to where I would grind against their faces. I was obsessed. You know, I would get pretty aggressive too. It's like I couldn't help it. You know, I liked how kids were tiny. I liked them, even at that age, the tinier they were, the more fun they were. Like a little preschooler, I would take a little boy by his neck, like hold my hand around his neck, and I would choke him while I was pushing his face into my pedo cunt, just grinding against his little face, hearing him choking and feeling him choking in my hands. Fuck. I mean, God, I'm even turning myself on now, just thinking back to that time. So yeah, when I was a teenager, I probably fucked and raped and molested every child in that town. So when I got to be a young adult, you know, it was time to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And even my pedophilic desires geared me towards what I do now for work, because I figured I should study to be an obstetrics nurse, you know, work in the baby nursery at hospitals and the NICU. Because at that time, from fucking so many kids, I knew I wanted younger. Toddlers were okay. I mean, that's like a favorite meal. But newborns and infants, those were the best meals in the world. So I got a job as a nurse in the hospital so I could get my hands and my pedo pussy all over those freshest pedo fuck toys. And I would snatch them straight from their loving mommies, you know, after they gave birth. I'd take them back and, you know, I would say I was doing required tests and stuff like nurses do. But after those tests were done, I'd fuck myself with those newborns and rape them. God, newborn rape. You don't even know how pleasurable it is until you try it, because those little bundles of fuck meat, God, it's just so fucking sexy. Their limbs are the perfect dildos, little newborn dildos for me to just ram into my fuck holes. I'll even take newborn girls and I'll do like scissoring with them. I'll kind of lay down, spread my legs, hold that sexy little newborn right between my legs where her little baby cunny is against my pedo pussy, and I'll just fuck her like that, just grinding that sexy little newborn against my pedo pussy. And I come, I squirt all over that little bitch. It's the hottest thing. And even the newborn males, if I'm really, really newborn cock hungry, I'll feed them Viagra and I'll ride those fucking little baby cocks so goddamn hard. Just fucking a newborn fresh out of his mother's womb, because I'm sorry, I just love raping babies. I fucking love it. I love making those little newborn sluts eat me out. Just putting their little crying mouths against my pedo pussy. Do you understand that a crying baby's mouth is like a vibrator? But even better, because it's fucked up. You know, it's so fucked up, but so hot. And they lubricate. They've got that drool that just gets all over my pedo pussy. If I could drown my pedo pussy in baby slobber, I would. And I do. It's so goddamn hot. I leave it. I don't often wash that slobber off my pedo pussy because I love to like reach down in the middle of the day, smell my fingers, and it's just a mixture of my nasty pedo cunt juices mixed with the smell of fresh newborn baby. Oh, it's perfect. You know, in the nurseries where they keep all the babies in one room, if no one's around, I go in there and I just quickly molest and suck on all those baby cocks and baby cunnies. Ugh, it's like a buffet, a pedo slut buffet. There was actually one weekend, the best weekend of my life, almost. I take that back. I mean, being a newborn, infant, toddler, kiddie porn star, I mean, I have a lot of great weekends, a lot of great times, but this one just was particularly very memorable. So it was near a holiday and there wasn't a lot of people working. And so, of course, I took advantage of that. I said, I'll work all weekend. And there was one night overnight where there was no one really on the floor except me. And I raped my way through that whole fucking NICU. It was like I was drowning in infant, newborn fuck meat. And let me tell you, when you have a nursery of newborns and they're all fucking screaming and crying because some pedo whore has come around and, you know, grinded my pedo cunt against their face, fucked them roughly. I mean, brutal newborn fucking. And they're all crying. It's the hottest thing to me. It's the hottest fucking thing because I tell those little baby fuck meats, I tell them, scream while I rape you. It only makes me hornier and wetter. Scream while I come, you fucking infant newborn fuck toy rape meat. I love it. I love it. I'm such a pedo bitch. It's not even funny. And, you know, one night really changed my life, because you might be wondering, like, how do you get into infant and toddler snuff porn? Well, I can thank this one particular mother. So it was at the hospital. I thought the mom was in the cafeteria or something. I thought I was alone, but she was actually in the bathroom. And I was in the midst of raping her cute little son. I mean, she caught me in the middle of taking both his legs. I was holding him by his arms and I was just, you know, thrusting his legs into my cunt and just like saying the filthiest fucking shit. You know, sometimes I have the little baby, well, you know, they're babies, so they can't talk, but I'll talk to them. And I was telling this boy, I was telling this little newborn boy while he was, you know, legs deep, thigh deep in my pedo cunt. I was telling him, you know, yes, pedo mommy fucking loves using your little infant body to get me off, make me come, make pedo mommy come. And then all of a sudden, his mom walks out of the bathroom and I figured, oh shit, oh shit. But she was fucking into it. She stood there for a minute, looked at me, and was confused and shocked, you know. But she egged me on. She told me she wanted to see her son, her newborn son. She wanted to see his little newborn dick inside of my pedo cunt. And so I did. I laid down on her hospital bed, and I took that little fuck toy, and I held him under his arms, and I was just slamming him into my cunt while his goddamn mother was sitting there rubbing her pussy, telling me to go harder. It was the hottest shit I'd ever seen, because at this time, I had only raped little babies by myself. It was a solo, pleasurable experience, and I had never shared it with anyone. And now here there was this pedo cuck queen. I mean, that's what she was, a fucking cuck queen, telling me to rape her son harder. She wanted to see him drowning in my pedo pussy juice. And I was so fucking into it. And she started getting like wild. She started getting so turned on, begging me to snuff him with my pussy. And that was when my baby murdering pussy was born, because it just, hearing her say that, I was like, fuck yes. Yes, I'll snuff your little fuck meat. And I took his little head, and we all know that newborns have very, very vulnerable heads, right? Their skulls are, they have the spot where it's open. And I took his head and I started stretching my pedo pussy out with his baby head just so he could drown, literally drown and choke and lose air inside of my cunt. And mom was fucking into it. She was so into it. She came multiple times once I got that skull in my pedo pussy, and I became a baby killer. And I wanted to glaze that little corpse in my cum. I was so into raping him to death, and so was she. And I had the best goddamn orgasm around this baby skull. It felt so fucking hot. And then to look down and see his little body, you know, his head was all the way in there, stretching me out like no other dick could. And then seeing his little infant body just hanging out of my cunt like that. Oh shit. It was so goddamn hot. And I knew that he, because I could feel it too, because at first he was screaming and I could feel him gasping for air inside of my baby killing cunt. And then his body went limp. And then I couldn't feel anything really moving in there except the walls of my fucking pussy. And I kept going. I kept raping that little baby corpse. I kept using him, and that turned me on even fucking more. I became a baby killing pedo bitch in that moment, a necro fucking whore, because using his body, I used his skull some more. And I know, every orgasm crushed his fucking skull some more. And that turned me on too, knowing that my cunt could kill a fucking newborn like that. And it felt so good. And I still used his little baby corpse afterwards. I still did. And mom was still into it. Once I pulled his little head that was all crushed It was all fucked up, glazed in my cum. Once I pulled him out, I laid him on the bed, and his mom kept rubbing her pedo pussy. She said she wanted to squirt all over his dead corpse, and she did. And I fucked him more, I swear. It was so fucking hot. And I knew in that moment, this is what I was born to do. I was born to be a baby killing rapist, raping little fuck meats to death, using their dead corpses for my sick pleasure. I knew that was what I was born for. And so the particular pedo mommy that was in this past story, her and I became very close because obviously we were born from the same cloth. And she had some other secret pedo mommies that she introduced me to. They had somewhat of a little, you know, club, if you will. And so we started doing like baby rape group sex, where'd we take their kids or some little fuck meat that somebody snatched up. And we'd do necro shows, you know, rape shows. We'd all use the little rape toy together. Always a newborn. That's all we wanted were newborns. We wanted newborns and infants for sure. We even, because some of these pedo mommies, you know, they taught me that you always need to stay pregnant because, you know, you're able to grow the best rape toy inside of you. So we would have postnatal or abortion services where, since I was a nurse, I could successfully do third term, very late third term abortions. And then we'd use that little fetus, that stillborn baby. Huh. Fuck. We'd have the sickest necro gangbangs, just gangbanging that dead baby corpse all together, all these pedo mommies. And I started telling the moms, I said, you know, we should start filming this, not only for our own personal libraries, but let's share it out to the world. Let's find all the pedo mommies and let them know that we're here. We're here to give them the sickest shows. We're here to give them the sickest kiddie porn. And so that's what we did. And some of the moms were like shy to be on camera, and I get that, but I wasn't. I wanted to be in the center of it all. And my good friend, the first mom, the first pedo cuck queen, she became my main film director and producer. She was very, very supportive and encouraging. And her and I, we just became best friends. So yeah, we started producing porn and publishing it. And we got a lot of great feedback. You know, I know we all knew that men were going to be watching it. And that's fine. I mean, that's hot now. But we were most interested in other pedo mothers, you know. And so eventually, once our content got around the world, we'd have moms, grandmothers, even women that weren't mothers. They would come travel to us and bring us baby fuck toys to use. Some even would just, you know, kidnap and snatch little fuck meats and bring them to me. Bring them and turn them into kitty porn stars. Little infant kitty porn stars. And yeah, it was a great fucking time. Made some amazing, amazing films. Became very quickly the best and greatest pedo whore kitty porn star. And not just kitty porn star, newborn kitty porn star, abortion kitty porn star, toddler kitty porn star. You know, that was our rule. Nothing below toddlers. So yeah, and then sometimes I'd film these. These were special, special treats. So my friend, she'd film the whole thing, and I would stalk and hunt a mom and baby pair. And so I'd snatch them both up. I'd bring them to my dungeon. I called it my baby rape dungeon. So I'd bring them to my little dungeon, which was just a room in my house. I would tie the mom up, and then I'd make that mother watch every second and watch me rape their little bundle of joy, their little pedo fuck meat, until they were dead. I'd make mom watch the whole fucking thing. And then I would take those baby corpses and I'd fuck mom with it. I'd fuck mom in every single fuck hole. Most of them hated it, but I liked that they hated it. Some of them were, no lie, turned on and joined in our underground club. Most of them fucking hated it. I could tell they wanted to puke. They wanted to just die, then have their little baby, their dead baby, inside their fucking pussy. And I'd tell moms, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I just gotta push your little baby back into its womb. That's all I'm doing. See if you can make it come alive in your womb. I loved it. But it had gotten to the point where when I would fuck a baby, there wasn't a moment or there wasn't an experience where I wasn't snuffing that little baby fuck toy to death. Because, I don't know, there's just something about raping a newborn to death. I love raping newborns to death, especially newborns. I mean, it's hard because I love the babies. You know, 6 months is my favorite. They're nice and like chunky and alive, right? Like some newborns just look like little aliens. But when they get to that 6 months age, they're so perfect little baby dolls. The perfect baby dolls to turn into a fuck meat. I just love it. I love murdering babies. It makes my pussy so fucking wet. And it's probably why I'm so successful, because you see the joy. You see the joy in my snuff films when that baby takes its last scream, you know, its last breath. You can see myself come alive. Yeah, so some of my most famous movies, There's definitely a few. There's one called Naughty NICU, As Fresh As They Come. And it was where my friend Katie, the mom, the pedo cuck queen, she filmed me going into the NICU and pulling a baby as a nurse, pulling it to like a back closet. And I would fuck it to death. I'd fuck that little newborn to death using its dead corpse like it was, like it's the yummiest treat ever. I mean, I can't explain to you what it's like to just dive into a freshly dead newborn cunny. It's so goddamn hot. And I swear it tastes different too. It tastes even more sweeter, you know, or having a little baby alive or dead stuffed inside your cunt, because they're so tiny. So you can get most of the body in your fucking cunt. And babies, I swear, especially newborns, make the best fucking dildos. They're very malleable and they'll shape to the form of your inner tight pussy and stretch that pedo cunt so fucking good, and you pull it out and it's just glazed and pedo pussy juice. It's wonderful. So that one is very popular. I also have a great one called Snufferella 3, Mommy's Join in the Fun. And so that's my friends, my Pedo Mommy friends, our little club, where just a group of us are snuffing many, like a group of babies, newborns, toddlers, all at the same time. And it's that one hit so well because I think I just had a really great group of pedo mommies that were just really, really into snuffing those little fuck meats. So it was a really good watch. There's also Mommy Necro Bonanza, Reverse Necro Pregnancy Special. And so this is where it was quite a long production, but I've heard you can't keep your eyes off of it. This 3-hour film, I've heard, you know, the best kiddie porn connoisseurs watch the whole thing in one sitting because it's that captivating. So what I did is I took, how many were there? There were 4 or 5 moms that were right there, almost due, almost like, you know, ready to pop their babies out. And so what I did is I gave them postnatal abortions. And, you know, so that's the first part of the film. A lot of sadistic fucks love watching that. And then I push those dead toys, those dead newborn toys, right back into their mom. And a couple of the moms were unwilling participants, so that's what makes it hot. You know, just imagine a mom, you know, just went through a non-consensual abortion. You know, I murdered her baby right in front of her and telling her how it turns me on. And then I take her dead little baby and I stuff it right back inside of her. The way a mother cries and feels traumatized in that moment is just chef's kiss. It's fucking hot. But also in this film, there were a couple very willing participants that were getting off. They were coming so hard, getting their dead little corpse babies back into their pregnant cunts. They were coming so hard. And at those, oh my God. I love a pedo mom, period. But, you know, when they're into it, oh my God. I remember taking this one baby by the ankles. You know, it was dead little corpse, freshly dead, a little bit still warm. I was holding that baby by its ankles, you know, and I was brutally pounding that fucking mom. And she was coming and coming and coming. She squirted all over me. I didn't care. I fucking loved it because I love drowning in pedo cunt juices. And she was coming so hard that baby almost split in half. She almost split that corpse in half by coming so hard. It was so fucking hot. So yeah, that's a really, really popular one. Oh, Baby Rape Fest 5, Incest Frenzy. That one was big because, you know, it had the incest. So let's not forget, you know, I've been talking about baby snuff porn, infant snuff porn this whole time. Let's not forget that baby and infant incest snuff just brings it to a whole nother level, you know. And this one, I didn't, like, I starred in it, but the main stars were the aunts and the mothers and the grandmothers. Like, oh my God, there was one family. It felt like it was all the women in the family. It was a mother, her preteen daughter, her teen daughter, her mother, so the grandmother, and a couple of aunts. And they took this newborn baby, this precious little boy, it was so fucking cute. They all raped him, every single one of them, even the preteen. It was so goddamn hot. All of them raping this little baby until he died, raped him to death. And it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful to see all their incest pedo pussies just dripping wet from raping this little baby boy. It was so hot. But I'll tell you, my best crowning achievement, the best film I've ever made, and everyone will tell you this is their absolute favorite. It's called Baby Breaker, Birth and Snuff Gangbang. So I became pregnant for the first time, okay? And I was due, and I had, since I was a nurse, I had the meds to put myself into labor. And so the film is me giving birth and all the pedo mommies. Oh my God. While I was pushing my baby out, I had pedo mommies rubbing my clit, tweaking my nipples because I wanted to come. I wanted to come while I was birthing my fucking son. And oh, it was so hot. God, it was so hot because I had spent so much of my life so far stuffing newborns in my pedo pussy. So having him come out, you know, from my pussy, it was so hot. So anyways, I birthed him out, and that group of pedo mommies, while I sat there, you know, recovering from giving birth, because it is quite the ordeal, I allowed all the pedo mommies to abuse and rape my son to death. My freshly born son. And I laid on that bed and rubbed myself, watching all these moms just hitting, punching my newborn baby, taking his little newborn cock in their mouths, you know, squatting over them and riding his tiny little body that couldn't even be seen. Because imagine that, a little tiny newborn, you know, and a grown woman gets on top of them like they're going to fuck him, her cunt is going to cover half of his body, you know, just rubbing against him because, of course, she can't fuck his little dick. But still, you can still rape a baby as a woman. You just rub that fucking cunt all over them. And then another one was rubbing her cunt on his little face. He's crying into her face. I'm coming. I'm on the table, coming over and over again, just watching my fellow pedo mommies fucking snuff that little baby bitch to death and put him, I asked them to fuck him and rape him into a bloody pulp. Because I, at the end of the film, is they take all his little limbs, they take his head, they take his little stubby body, and they gangbang me with his body parts, every hole, my mouth, my cunt, my pedo asshole, every hole was filled with my son. There was one point, oh my God, it's so fucking hot. I am bent over, kind of like I'm, you know, gonna receive doggy style. I've got one mom taking my son's leg and just fucking my pedo asshole so goddamn hard. And then I have another woman taking his head and like pushing it inside my fucking cunt that I just gave birth to him. And then I've got another mom pushing both his arms in my mouth, like, and I was loving every second of it, airtight by my own fucking dead son. It was hot. Let me tell you, it's hot. It's a must see. It's brutal. But if you like brutal, you'll love that film. And so present day, you can see I am expecting another baby. Yes, I'm pregnant, about 6 months right now. And let me think. I've probably been pregnant like 7 times. Yeah, this is my 7th time. None of them make it. None of them make it. I just can't help myself. Because, listen, incest rape and incest snuff, they give me the best orgasms. I don't know what it is. It's about having your own flesh and blood. You're, you know, this fucking baby that grew in your body, you know, and using that to come, no matter what, no matter if you rape him to death, it drives me fucking wild. But here's the thing, though. Oh, and also, incest snuff porn, it just makes the most money. It's hard to say no. So I love it. I come the hardest and I make a bunch of money from it. So, you know, and it's my baby. That life is mine to take. That's my opinion. It's my life to take. It's my flesh and blood to fuck and rape as hard as I want. But here's the thing. I do hope, and this one is a boy inside of me, I do hope that one of my sons, I'm not going to promise it's this one, but one of my sons, I hope that he can survive to breeding age. Because my goal right now is to have an incest fuck toy breeder so I can enjoy raping my children and my grandchildren at once. You want to talk about a whole nother orgasm? Grandma. Grandma baby killer. Killing and raping her grandchildren to death. That's my current goal. So yeah, these are my current plans. And of course, I will never stop making kitty porn and kitty snuff porn and kitty necro porn. I'll never stop. There's not a lot of people doing it like the way that me and my girls do it. I do have to thank the world that I have the best pedo mommies out there that are by my side and that will help me rape and murder and necro rape kids for the rest of our lives, because I could not be happier. I could not be happier. I love raping newborns to death. It makes me so fucking happy.